Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of U-Turn, the co-author of A World Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. He's one of the guys who helps us go to market every time he joins us, and he's here with some interesting stuff. Mark Babbitt, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So, presenting social proof with your personal branding. Explain what you mean by that.
So, you know, the social age or digital age has done so many great things for us, Jim. But the reality is there's some dark side too. And one of the biggest dark elements is spamming and blatant self-promotion. And we just don't know who to believe anymore. I mean, it used to be, if you exaggerated on your resume a little bit, you could get away with that, right? But now, not only are we exaggerating much more than a little bit, we're actually calling each other experts and geniuses and senseis and ninjas and gurus and, right? And so we just don't know who to believe. So social proof is the differentiator between those that are just blatantly self-promoting and those that are actually showing evidence of their capabilities. And social proof isn't just for you know, the job seeker, isn't just for the person changing careers. It's especially important for small businesses.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to ask you. What's the context for this? Is this when someone's applying for a job? Is it
everywhere.
Does it need to be included in our proposals to bigger customers? What do you think?
Yeah, everywhere. Literally everywhere. I mean, here's the deal, Jim. If you are a small business and you're competing for attention, whether it's from local consumers or an RFP or wherever you're looking to expand your business, what you say about you really doesn't matter anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's certainly not as much as it used to. It's what others say about you that matters, right? So it could be on social media. It could be on Yelp if you're in the hospitality industry. It could be on TripAdvisor if you're in construction or home remodels. It could be on Porch.com. Every industry has a review site. And even if you don't belong to an industry review site, you still have to deal with Yelp and Google reviews and Yahoo reviews. Right, people are constantly looking for objective opinions about your product or service, and
you're saying this is part of your personal credential and your brand.
Well, absolutely. And again, you can still market, you can still advertise. You know, some of that hasn't changed, but man, if you get that champion of your product, of your company, of your store on Yelp talking about how great you are, mm-hmm. that's what's going to drive business, not your Valpak coupon.
Well, we know the research has shown that people are 70-something% more likely to believe what I say about you than what your marketing material says about you.
73%. Isn't that amazing? And this is, you know, this has been going on for a long time. We've always coveted word of mouth, but now we have a digital bullhorn with Yelp and sites like that.
This is word of mouth on steroids, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And that's what social proof is. That's we can leverage the social age to our benefit.
And so what you've described there, though, are many different facets of it. From a review on Yelp to endorsements on LinkedIn, that kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yes. Or just a pleasant tweet about boy, I just said, a great meal at that new Mexican restaurant downtown. I mean, just anything that offers objective testimony to how well you're doing in your business.
And of course, if you're out there that much, if you're out in the marketplace enough, you're going to get some warm fuzzies like you've been talking about. And And as I say, if you're out there enough, you're making enough reps in the marketplace, you're going to lick the red off some candy too.
Yes.
So you're going to get those kinds of things, and it's not really a matter of if, it's a matter of when, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And don't let it slow you down. It's, as you said, they're going to happen. Own it. If you get a negative review online, or somebody sends out a Facebook post that wasn't exactly complimentary, answer it and say, man, I am so sorry that we didn't provide you with the level of service we shoot for every single time, and I'm going to make this right. Please email me at mark@uturn.com and let's fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And man, when the next person comes along and she sees that you owned that day, that owned right. that mistake, or even own that drama queen that left that review, maybe it's not so objective.
Right.
If you're on top of it, people respect that, and they will almost always forget the negative review because right. they see your positive interaction.
Well, you can either fix it or try to fix it. You can say that I fixed it, and the person can come back and say, yep, they fixed it. Or you can say, I tried to fix it, and I wasn't able to make this person happy. I'm really bummed out about that, or something like that. But in the end, don't you think people are pretty darn good at seeing whether someone is just a complainer, somebody had an axe to grind? But also, I think people do the math. If they read 10 or 15 positives and there's one grumpy one in there, I think people read through that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And especially if you're employing others and you happen to show up with a negative review on Glassdoor and you have 10 people who loved working for you and one who didn't, well, they're going to see that person probably was that diva or that drama queen, and it all evens out. But here's the key. Don't ignore it. If you get a negative review on Yelp, TripAdvisor, Glassdoor, whatever, don't ignore it. Own it and deal with it and let the world know you did everything you could to make that right.
You know, Mark, when I speak around the country and I take Q&A at the end of my speeches, this is the single most likely question to be asked by people in the audience. What do I do about the negative responses? How do I deal with because they, I mean, people are freaked out about Yelp responses and all the other things. When we come back, I'm going to get you to talk to us about how to deal with that. And how to find all the different places out there people can leave these little sacred relics for us. Mark, I need your website quickly, please.
It's Mark. It's uturn.com, uturn.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called A World Gone Social by Mark Babbitt. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.